9 to 10, Sean Cosgrove, Jared Middleton, Bjorn Baker joins us now. Morning, Bjorn.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Jared.
Mate, you know the highs and lows of racing. You had Music Magnate come back trial, bring you leave it Saturday winning Rupert. You found out there's a little bone chip.
Yeah, there is, just in the top joint of the knee, so that'll be taken out at the end of the week. And he'll be fine, the prognosis for that's excellent, so we just have to give him time. So more than likely than not, he'll end up probably in Melbourne in the spring, I would think. But Music Magnate was very good today. I said to Kieran McAvoy when I legged him up, there's all the Channel 9 vans and a lot of mainstream media for Winks. I said, mate, whatever you do, make sure we win. Any media is good media.
you were just a media tart, aren't you?
Did any of the cameramen, did any of the 9 or 7 reporters come and ask you for an interview after?
No, the problem was, even the Racing New South Wales cameraman, it was all on Winks, so I didn't even know how he tried. He was out in front somewhere, you've got to have a laugh. And, oh, good to see her return. And he was always going to be suited at 900 metres, so he's on target to kick off on Saturday week in the expressway, and I think he's going as well as ever.
Gee, he's come back well, hasn't he? I mean, that was a very impressive trial this morning, even though it's going to be, all the column inches are going to be written about the great mare.
Yeah, for sure. And I think he's moving. He's had a good break, moving really well. He's had a good break after the Brisbane Winter campaign. I think Kieran's pretty happy to be with him.
Now, what'd you take out of Saturday, I've got to ask you, Bjorn? I mean, the highs and lows of racing that Cozzy's just mentioned, but how were you Saturday night?
Well, it just makes you, I had a pretty ordinary day, but it just makes you realise what a good country it is, because I still won plenty of prize money. So, I had some really good runs off the rails. He got beaten at three noses to run fourth at about 80-1, and Goodfellas run in the Magic Millions 2-year-old race was excellent. He just got beaten for third, and he really ran on late. Winning Rupert didn't fire, as we know. That's racing, and pretty good field too. So hopefully he'll come back to his best in the spring, and we had a few other placings around the place. But yeah, that's the nature of the beast, and you've got to enjoy the highs and lows. And if we won all the time, it would be pretty boring.
Now, Bjorn, the irony of it is, if winning Rupert had won Saturday with his prize money and bonuses, he would have topped $2 million. Your dad back in New Zealand's trained 49 winners, about 20 seconds and 29 thirds, and only just topped $1 million.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm lucky to be here, and the stake money is so good. It is really, in Sydney and New South Wales, it's great. Magic Millions Racing, Queensland Racing. So definitely, it's a great place to train racehorses, and very lucky to be here.
Just finally, Bjorn, did winning Rupert do the little chip, you think, in the race Saturday?
Oh, how long's a piece of string,
yeah.
You know. And he's always been had ordinary feet, so he's always had flat heels, and he's always sort of moved probably a little bit gingerly on that foot. So
yeah,
he was definitely worse after the race than what he's been. So
yeah,
maybe it was there before, maybe it got agitated. You just don't know. And it's one of those things you can think about and overanalyze, but at this stage it doesn't do anyone really good. So we'll just make sure he makes a good recovery and move on from there.
Finally, will you keep him to the 1,200 or under next time, or will you have another crack at the 14?
I guess once again the 1,400 is a bit of a question mark, but
yeah,
he is, he's such a fast horse, he's got a high cruising speed that I think initially we'll definitely keep him to the sprints next time on.
All right. Well, the good thing is you've pulled up well. That's the main thing.
Oh, a little bit ginger, I tell you what. It's a long week, and I must say it was a very hot week. And
yeah,
I say how good the racing is over here, and how good it is to be a trainer. But up there, coming from New Zealand, I was feeling it. It was a pretty hard week physically with the heat.
You would have been riding one drink and leading another, I reckon, wouldn't you?
Probably a little bit of that, Sean.
Yeah, right, mate. Good on you. Good to catch up with you this morning, Bjorn. And good luck with Music Magnate, too.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
good
mate.
On you, mate.